USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. Gas prices are continuing to drop across the country.
Gas prices are dropping just in time for the holidays. AAA says Americans are now paying less for gas than before the Russian invasion of Ukraine caused prices to skyrocket. A gallon of regular unleaded is roughly $3.47, the first time since February that it's been below $3.50. The head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy says prices may keep going down and could even fall below $3. By Christmas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Americans are taking home more money. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. Video of an NFL quarterback possibly being struck by lightning sends the internet into a frenzy.
There was quite a scare Friday morning when a video hit social media of former NFL quarterback Drew Brees appearing to get struck by lightning in Venezuela, where he was filming a commercial for an online sports betting app. An ESPN reporter has been in contact with Drew since the shocking video surfaced and says Drew claimed he was not hit. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly begun assigning personnel from the Federal Air Marshal Service to assist with operations on the southern border after receiving fewer than 150 volunteers in October. Now, multiple air marshals plan to refuse the assignment. Air Marshal National Council Executive Director Sonia Labasco claims assigning this task may be out of DHS's authority.
They're trying to force the air marshals off the planes and down to the border.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk says he's going to fix Twitter because he thinks a social media platform influenced the 2020 presidential election by suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is a fan of the move.
Elon Musk is doing a service to the First Amendment, doing a service to the Constitution, doing a service to the country, and I think, frankly, the world, in that he is bringing this all to light.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A former executive from Twitter admits it was the wrong move to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story on the platform. TGI Fridays is off the hook in a lawsuit over mozzarella sticks. A woman sued the company because the appetizer is made with cheddar cheese rather than mozzarella. A federal judge agreed to remove TGI Fridays as a defendant because the chain doesn't make the cheese sticks, but only licenses its name. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.